welcome everyone to Sunday Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Welcome from around the world in the chat room or on the phone. We're so glad that you're joining and supporting the show today. Don't forget we are here also on Monday nights at 6 p.m. We cover career, romance, finance, relationships, if you're moving, or even businesses. We help with all. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information, well, that's up to you. Be sure and check out Lennis on YouTube, Saturday Night Psychic, for monthly horoscopes and other things that will be coming up. But you'll see me, Saturday Night Psychic, on YouTube. Don't forget to click on the subscribe button and the little bell so each time you'll know when I'm doing a show on YouTube. Okay, thank you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day. We do not work the weekends. If you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website. Subscribe. Even donate if you like to keep the service continuing. It would be much appreciated. Now, if you have any messages for us, send them at the website, or you can go to our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. Okay, thank you. And the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Thank you for supporting and enjoying the show. And as I have said since January, the theme for 2019 is magic, miracles, and achievements. So I was hoping Miss Nina would be here today, but I guess she's still pretty busy. So let's cover some things. The new moon was on Wednesday. Okay, the new moon started on Wednesday, the 6th, and the full moon is March 20th. Now, right now, we're going through Mercury retrograde, which is in the sign of Pisces, and that started on the 5th, which was Tuesday, and it goes until March 28th. On a Thursday, that's when Mercury retrograde will end. So, you know, we're in 3 weeks now. If you don't know about Mercury retrograde, it's when Mercury goes backwards and it causes kind of chaos with the other planets. So you can have communication problems, vehicle problems, computer problems, communication, relationships, just different things can come up. So you just kind of want to, like, go low. But if you go to Saturday Night Psychic on YouTube, I did a show on how Mercury retrograde, this particular one, this Pisces, will affect each of the 12 signs. So do that. Go over there and what? Not now. Stay right here. But, you know, later. And you can figure out if you've been feeling, like, weird or something just ain't right. It could be because of Mercury retrograde. Okay. Let's see. Oh, and today is daylight saving time. Now, I realize there's a few states that don't do this. Of course, we do. So, in fact, I have forgot. I woke up at 11. It was actually 12 o'clock. And it didn't hit me till later when I was in the office here on the computer, and I saw something, you know, make sure that you set your clocks back. I was like, oh, my God, it's like almost 2 o'clock then now. So, anyway, I hope everybody changed your clocks back. All right, and I have one birthday this week, my girlfriend Martha in Texas. Happy birthday, Martha, and I hope you have a wonderful birthday this week. Okay, well, I think I've covered everything. I think I covered everything now, so okay, we shall begin. Our first call is area code 559. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi there, this is Marissa. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're most welcome. How are you doing today, Melissa?
I'm doing okay. Yes, I am. I have a rooster in the back of my in back of me, so he could hear him, I guess.
Okay.
My question is, do you see me moving to Texas to be with this man that I've been speaking to?
Okay, do I see you moving to Texas? Okay. I got no.
Okay.
There's something
okay.
that you're going to find out about this individual, and it's going to stop you in your tracks, and you're not
Uh-oh.
Going to move. Yeah, something you're going to find out about this individual. You're all set to go, but at the last minute, or as they say, the 11th hour, you change your mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So listen
well,
to your intuitive, listen to yourself, whatever that your mind and your body is saying, listen to that, because it's not going to tell you wrong, but like I said, the angels are telling me right now, no.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too, and thanks for calling. Have a beautiful week. Okay. Next caller, area code 203, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Anne. Thank you for taking my call, Linus.
Well, welcome to the show, Anne. How are you doing today, young lady?
Oh, good. The time change affects me more than the Mercury retro, I think. But I was going to ask you about a male, you know, an ex-boyfriend from a long time ago. Do you think that I would ever hear from this person soon? I'm trying to not necessarily to get back together in the sense maybe, you know, just to see him, to meet him, even to have, you know, inexpensive lunch, whatever. I just want to know if you see that at all.
Okay, what's his first name? That's all I need.
Tommy.
Thomas has moved on.
Okay.
He's in a relationship with a young lady right now.
Okay.
I'm saying young because I'm 70, so anything under that is young. But anyway, I think she's in her 30s. Late 30s. I'm seeing 38
wow.
to 42. But, yeah, he's in a relationship now with someone else.
Okay.
Yep, so I don't think you'll be seeing him anytime soon.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's the bottom line. So look for someone else, Anne. Womanly wiles and look for someone else that will be there and appreciate you and respect and honor you. I'm not saying that Thomas wouldn't, but he's in a relationship with somebody else right now. So, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Well, you're welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a wonderful week. All right. Next caller, area code 727. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Linus. This is Shante. How are you?
Fine. This is who? I'm sorry.
Shante. Did you get my name?
Shante?
Yes,
I'm sorry. Oh, Shante. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. No, it's pretty. I just want to make sure. You know, I like to
Thank
pronounce you guys' names correctly. I know some people, they don't care, but it does to me.
Yeah, I had on my earpiece. That's why I had to take it out. This probably was interrupting. But I want to know about my job. Am I going to do it? Is any changes going to be made? I've been there like 14 years, and I want to know I want to know if I'm going to move up in the company or you see me leaving that job or, you know, I'm at the age where I just need to know because I want to be stable.
I don't see you leaving the job. Who is Mandarin or Mandarin? Do you have a manager or somebody
yes,
that's
a
named
manager.
Like that? A manager. Okay.
I have a manager.
Oh, you are a manager.
No, I'm not a manager. I just been there 14 years.
Okay, but what the angels are showing me right now is a guy named Mandarin or Mandarin. Does that resonate with you?
It's a guy named Manuel around me, but
okay.
We no longer together. I'm no longer with him. It's been like 9 months ago. But he won't stop calling or leave me alone. I've been ignoring him and call blocked and got off social media. I've cut that door closed, and that's probably what you're picking up, because he's been calling me like crazy, and I've been ignoring it. So that's probably what you're picking up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I did. His energy, because that's why I was saying, okay.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's still, I picked up that energy. So, yeah, he's still very prominent around you. I don't know what to tell you, because I don't want to say, like, put a restraining order on the guy. I mean, now, if you feel for your life, yes.
No,
most
I don't.
Definitely.
I don't. I'm not a
okay.
I don't fear nobody but God.
Okay. Mm-mm. So, I don't know, then you, and I feel like you said all that you could say to this man. We'll get back to the job. It's just that the angel's brought this forward, so there's a reason. I know that you said all you could say to him to leave you alone.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Now the next step is telling, do I need to call the police?
That's what's been in my mind.
Do I need to call
the police to make a report?
Yeah. Well, I mean, just say that to him. I'm not telling you to do it. But when
right.
he calls you again or texts you, you know.
Just
you know,
record it and
I've said everything I can say to you. So now my next step is to contact the police. If that's
and
what
I
you
told
want me
them
to
that,
do, then I will do
I
that.
I told him
oh, you
that.
Did?
And I haven't, yes, and I haven't heard from him anymore.
Oh,
and it's been
good.
A couple of days. I just told him that. He called me from a fake number. You on the money now, Miss Lennon. I just told him that, and I haven't heard from him in about 2 days. But when you say you pick up his energy, my face went down. I'm like, oh, my God, no. No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Well, hopefully you don't hear back from him then. Hopefully you don't hear back from him that he gets a point, because nobody
you
wants
think
to hear
he
about
gonna
the police
get
being
it?
Called on him. I'm
do you
sorry?
Think he gonna get? Do you think he's going to get it and go away? Like,
yeah, he will, because when you bring up police, that'll make him run.
Okay, and I just did that, so I haven't heard from
mm-hmm.
him. But
I don't think he will. He may try and contact you in 3 days. I'm seeing the number 3. But if he does, you know, you tell him, well, now I'm going to call the police. Okay. I'm through talking to
I'm
you.
Gonna
I'm
going
to call
like
the police.
That. Yeah, I'm done.
And I bet you he'll be ghost. He'll become ghost.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, that's all I need to know. But, yeah, about the job situation. You
okay,
know,
I just
turned 45, and I want to know if I'm going to retire from this, or do you see changes coming? Because we've been having a few changes where we've been losing people. I'm not sure where it's heading at.
Okay. Well, it's definitely a sustaining company. That's for sure. I see that.
Yes,
it's going to always
is.
Be. Well, you know what? They like you. I will tell you that much about
your
job.
I
they
am
like you
popular.
And your work, so you don't have any problems as far as that.
Okay.
I know you're want to project for the next 5 to 10 years. Do I want to be here, or do I want to, go somewhere else?
Or do you see me moving up, or or just being there for the next 5 to 10?
Wait, Shantae, there's a branch. They're
okay.
telling me right now, is there a branch of this company, like where
yes.
we live, and the branch is maybe 10 miles away?
Yes. Well, actually,
okay,
the branch
now they're telling
is 10
me
miles
that you,
away.
I'm, it's what? Say it again. I'm sorry.
You hit the nose, the branch is 10 miles away. My job is not, but the branch is.
Okay, there's an opening at that branch. Would you be interested? Or would you rather
what?
Stay where you're at? Because that's why they're telling me, the angel said there's a branch, that there's an opening if you want to go work there instead of where you're at right now. And it might be a dollar, a couple of dollars more per hour. Not for sure. They're saying a dollar or two. So
but
see,
it's with the same company.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
What? Okay.
Yes, it's with the same company. That's why I asked you if there's a branch, because they're telling me
it is
a
branch. It's like 10 miles, maybe 10 to 15 miles away.
Okay.
It's like the
Thank you.
Corporate office. Yeah, so you're
okay.
correct.
Well, thank you for the validation. Yes, ma'am. Well, there is an opening there, so my suggestion would be Monday morning, put some feelers out. See what's going on at that branch, if they're looking for someone to come in and, you know, update their system or, you know, get things going a different way. But I see that there's an opening for you, and it is a little bit more money.
What?
So that's why I said Monday, put your feelers out and see what's going on. You know, in fact, I'm on Monday night. When you call, let me know if you can, you know, call back Monday night. We're on at 6 o'clock, our time.
Actually,
course,
I was going to bend. I was going to book a reading with you. I seen your website, and I was going to book a 30-minute reading with you.
Well, you can, sure. You want to do that? Yeah, because I can definitely get more personal. I say so much on the air, but some things I don't say
and
because everybody don't need to know your business.
Exactly, and I'm that type of person. So what I will do, I will book one tonight for in the morning. Do you have – I seen how you do a little calendar and – it shows what time and the amount or whatever. And
yeah, just go in on the on the reading page, just scroll down and it'll say bookings, one question, 30 minutes, 30. Click on that, it'll take you to PayPal, and then PayPal will notify me that I've got a reading scheduled for such date and time.
So the 30 minutes is?
Just $30.
Okay, I will be booking
you tonight.
I told you, we're
cheap. We only do $1 a minute. I know a lot of the other places, they
I'm not worried about that
minute.
I just had other questions to ask. I want to ask, but I didn't want to do it on the air. So I'm going on there when I get off the phone with you. I'm going to book it for tomorrow in the morning. And I'll talk to you a little bit further about this situation, Miss Lenny.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Be glad to.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Shante.
You welcome.
Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Okay, next caller, and you're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. We do have lines open, so please call in. There are lines open now. Okay, area code 203, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, this is Ann. I was already talking to you, so I didn't think I'd get a second question there. I'm just listening.
Oh, yes. Go ahead. Yes, ma'am. You sure can.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you see me staying? I'm retired now, so do you see me staying in this house, or am I better off moving somewhere? Do you see me moving somewhere?
Oh, okay. 6 to 9 months, they're telling me. And I think it's 6 months. 6 months. What is this? March, April, May, June, July, August, September. Ooh. Beginning of school. Okay, yes. You're moving 6 to 9 months.
That's kind
of
short.
So let's just say in the fall.
Okay, because that's kind of short. I got a lot of stuff to get out of here. Like 30 years worth of stuff.
Okay, well, 6 to 9 months. You know, that's giving you a lot of leeway there, a lot of time to decide and where you want to live, you know.
Well,
so, the angels are saying 6 to 9 months you will be moving. And they're telling me it's a better neighborhood. I don't know about where you live now, but they're saying it's a better neighborhood where you're going.
Okay. So you're not getting an indication of where, like out of state or still staying here?
Oh, let's see. Texas. Oh, that's loud. I can hear it in my ear. Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Texas. Very loud. Yeah. You're moving to Texas. Well, now I can see the 6 to 9 months. Yeah. That would take it a little bit of a time. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of that. I mean, that's wild. Wow.
Yeah. They're telling me Texas. So,
wow.
There's somebody in Texas for you to meet. You're single, aren't you?
Yes.
There's a man in Texas.
Really?
The angels are telling me there is a man, and the guys are telling me, too. They almost told me his name with a G. I don't want to say Glory.
Glory?
Yeah, but it's with the G, but it's not Glory. That's all that they're telling me. His name begins with a G. But, yeah, it's almost like synchronicity. When you move,
mm-hmm.
then you'll meet this guy. It's like everything comes together, 1, 2, 3, 4.
You mean like
the universe is moving you in that direction. I don't know where in Texas. They're not telling me right now. I'm not seeing a city. But wherever that you move to in Texas, you will meet this guy.
Do you mean first name or last name, like Glory?
First name is G. That's all I got is the letter G.
Oh, first name. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think
his first name begins with G.
Hmm.
And they're saying his last name begins with an N. I'm not getting the words. They're just giving me letters right now. First name G, last name letter is N, like a Nancy.
Okay.
I don't know. Hmm. Yeah.
I thought maybe,
but they said it's up to you.
I'd go a different area because my daughter, my granddaughter, they're all in Illinois, so I wasn't sure about that.
Illinois, no, and then they're saying yes. The first response was no, and then they said yes. So if they're saying no at first, maybe, why'd you say no at first, Angels? They might not be the best situation for you. Oh, okay. Okay, now I understand. But yes, if you decide, because, you know, you're your own person, if you want to do that, then yes, you could go.
Ooh.
But they're just saying it may not be the best situation for you.
Well, that I understand. You know, everybody needs their own space. You know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting a different lifestyle in Illinois.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm picking up. Yeah, different lifestyle. So I don't know. It seems like Texas gives you freedom.
We don't,
I don't know
where
from what or what you want to do, but it gives you freedom.
We don't know where in Texas, do we?
No, but it's a small town, but it's outside of a big city. That's why I couldn't get the name or where, but it's like if it was in Dallas, it would be in the suburbs, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it would be in the suburbs. So I'm just saying, it's a small town, but it's a part of the big city, but you're out. You know, maybe from the downtown corridor, maybe you're like 15 or 20 minutes away. Okay,
the
so that's why I'm saying it's a small town.
Right,
but they're
now,
telling me it's a... The
only person I know right now in Texas is an astrologer, but it's more of a professional relationship, and his name has nothing to do with a J, so...
Yeah.
I think he's,
well,
I
check
think
it out and see.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I think he's in Fredericksburg, Texas. Not Virginia.
Fredericksburg? I'm sorry, you cut out. Ann, could you speak back into the mic of the phone?
Fredericksburg, Texas, I think is where he is.
Oh, Fredericksburg, Texas. Oh. Let me ask.
Oh, and then there's a guy I used to work for, but he's in Houston or Dallas.
Well, like I said, it's outside of the big city. I'm not picking up anything on Fredericksburg right now, but it's still, I don't want to say a community because it is part of a city. It's like if it's a big city, well, like I said, Dallas, it's outside of that, about 20 minutes. So.
Okay, I'll have to think about it.
But I'm just using Dallas as an example. I'm not saying Dallas. It could be Dallas, Houston. Oh, my God, there's so many big cities in Texas. So
it's
wherever that you're in, your intuition, when you feel about a certain city, then you know that's it. You'll know because you'll feel it that's where I need to be.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, let me know.
Okay, I'll still listen. Okay, thank you.
Oh, okay, all right. I'll put you back on there.
Thank you.
There we go. You're welcome. Okay, area code 551, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
This is T.
This is who?
B.
T.
B.
Oh, hey, girl, how you doing? What's going on?
I'm good. I wanted to know, what do you get from me and my little friend? He's a friend. And his name starts with a J.
With a J. T, give me the name. You know the name is better
Jason.
Than us going for the
Jason.
Initials. Just his first
Jason.
Name. I don't want his last name.
No, I said Jason.
Jason? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let's see about Jason. All right, angels. Oh, he's bubbly. He's sensitive. Hold on. He's bubbly, which means he's got a charismatic personality. He's sensitive, which means he, you know, thinks about your feelings. Let's see what else. He's intelligent. Not that he always uses it, but he's intelligent. he's ready for a relationship, T. He's ready.
He's
ready for a relationship.
I just told him I wanted to be friends with him because I think he's like in and out of situations.
And that's so, fine. And you
and
can
and
you
younger.
Can be.
And he 8 years younger.
Oh, girl, I done told y'all age and color don't mean nothing when it comes to love. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, of course, you don't love him. You just met him. But to me, age and number, no, it don't mean anything. Because sometimes who we'd walk away from might be the very person that would treat you like a queen.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You feel like this could be something long-term or short-term.
Yeah, okay.
Even though you met him during the Mercury retrograde.
Now, if you met him during Mercury retrograde, now, T, you know what time it is. Don't
mm-hmm.
take anything to the next level till after the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just be friends. Just, oh, how are you doing? How's your day? You want to go to dinner or something or to a
mm-hmm.
show? Okay. Nothing. I'm going home. I'm going home
yeah.
now. Yeah, don't do anything emotionally until after the 28th. Then if you know, you want to be intimate or you want to hug a lot and hold hands or whatever, okay, fine. I get it. That's cool. But
mm-hmm.
if you do anything deep within Mercury retrograde, the relationship is not going to work out for either one of you.
Okay. So,
you know, just enjoy.
It.
Just go with the flow. You know, go with the flow and just enjoy.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, just wait till after 28th for you to, you know, get serious. And plus, it gives you a chance the next 3 weeks to really, you know, find out about this guy.
I didn't think he would say, he's so sensitive, I didn't want to hurt his feelings or anything because I don't take him serious because of his age again. So I'm like, should I really start taking him serious because he's young? Because he seems like he's
Well,
sweet.
Communication is very important now. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can communicate to him, but, excuse me, yeah, you can communicate with him, but, ask him, does he have a problem with you? You know, he's 8 years younger. Does he have is that a problem for him? Is that an issue? I don't believe it is, because I can see his heart. It doesn't matter. But for
mm-hmm.
you, if you need to satisfy your mind and feel like, okay, because I'm not your twinkle toes Happy Meal. I'm a grown ass woman. You know.
You crazy. What I'm doing is I'm just dating. So and then I've been really I don't know if it's the red nails because I've been wearing red and pink, and I was in my car and this guy just walked up to me and he was so cute. And he came out of nowhere. His name was Sincere, but I don't know if I should call him because I don't know. I was in the hood when I was working and I had to do a thing, and I wasn't sure if the trap boy sent him to make sure I wasn't a cop. So I was like real paranoid. But this guy, I've been attracted to a couple of guys to me, but this one, he was so cute. His name is Sincere, and but they just been coming like left and right. I haven't been really going out and doing stuff, but they just been coming to me.
But that's okay, because you know what? That gives you a variety. That gives you options, right? And so enjoy it. Have fun with it. Have fun dating different guys. There's nothing wrong with that, honey. That's fine. When you're ready to settle down, you will know this is the one, because you'll be asking me, I really like him. But until that time comes, you just enjoy yourself and shoot, go on dates, whatever. Just enjoy. Sure. You know, and continue to communicate, because you know that's very important. So continue that. But yeah, you're doing great. You're doing great.
I don't have to be worried about the Sincere guy. I don't have to be any paranoia, because I thought it was like a setup.
Oh, I think Miss Nina's on. Hold on. Nina?
Yeah,
I just got out of chat. I just deleted on chat.
All right.
Okay, so you can get in. Yeah, I just deleted. Okay. Oh, we got Nina. Yay. I'm glad she's able to be here. All right, T. Well, let me know, girl. I don't know about Sincere. That name gets me. Sincere. But let me know. But Jason looks good. Jason looks good. I feel good about him. Like I said, bubbly, sensitive, intelligent. I feel good about him. So give him a chance. Sincere, you go for what you know. But do give Jason a chance.
All right. I will let you know more.
Okay, girl, let me know now. Let me know. I don't want nobody hurting you or doing nothing that they shouldn't be doing. So,
who likes
it? Okay. All right. All right. Have a good week. Thanks for calling. Yes, ma'am. All
right.
All right. Next caller. There we go. Area code 216. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Patricia from Cleveland. How are you?
Hi, Patricia. Doing great. And everybody, let me let you know, Nina's here with us now. So you got both of us.
Hi, Nina.
Hi, Patricia. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Just continuing to move forward and living, still moving forward, health and in other areas. My question is, right now, can I get your clarity on and some help with? I want to know if I start doing this side gigs. Say I've been watching YouTube videos about earning extra money side gig, but this particular one's on being a VA, a virtual assistant, excuse me, and then you sign on through various companies. And I just want to do simple tasks from what, making appointments or canceling some dinner reservations, something like that. And this one, I can't think of it. Things, the company like with Fancy Hands or Virtual Vicky. And these are companies where I will probably sign on and, become either a temp employee or maybe a permanent one or something, maybe doing a, what do you call that? Either I am an employee or I'm an independent contractor. Would that work for me until I can earn, a good deal of money and then start to save it, and then, move on into other things that will earn me more income beyond this.
Oh, you know what I'm picking up, Patricia, that it's going to be a whole lot of running around for very little money. But it is some money, but just be prepared that you are going to have to do a whole lot of running around and maybe not, virtually running around, but on the computers and stuff like that. And it could, I'm picking up, it could become a hassle.
Okay. All right. Yeah, and I don't want that, especially at this time in
life. Do you guys have Skip the Dishes down there?
Do we have what?
It's called Skip the Dishes. It's a whole bunch of restaurants that you can get a hold of these people, and they will deliver your food for you. Now, I know up here in Canada, people are making a really good living by delivering food with the Skip the Dishes, but if you don't have it down there, that's not going to help you any.
Well, I don't
have a car. Okay. Well, that's, yeah, okay.
Yeah, Lennis, yeah, I'm on public transportation.
Yeah. Lennis, what are you picking up?
I didn't pick up anything, believe it or not. Just totally blank for me.
Well, and you know what, Patricia, we are in retrograde right now. That's why I think there's going to be problems.
Yes.
And as long as you expect those problems and know that they could happen, you should be fine.
Okay. I should be what?
You should be fine as long as you realize that it's not going to be smooth sailing. And you don't, get frustrated with it.
Yeah, but I might bypass it while going through this retrograde.
Really good idea for you to do that. Retrograde's already attacked me first I had no furnace here in the place we're renting now for 3 days. And it's winter up here. And the dishwasher's gone. So, retrograde is attacking. Woohoo!
Yeah, naughty, naughty. Naughty, naughty. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks very much. I'll work on some other ideas and see what else I can come forth. All right. Thank you. Have a good week.
You're welcome. You too.
Thank you. Love y'all. Love you too, Patricia. Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful week. Area code 267, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi. My name is Donna. I'm from Pennsylvania. And I wanted to ask, do you see a relationship coming my way within the next 3 months, by any chance?
Okay, and what is your name again, please?
Donna.
Shala? Donna.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I got it, Donna. And you want to know a relationship. Donna, are you seeing anybody right now?
Not right now, because there's things that have to be worked out, but I'm not sure how it's going to turn out.
Okay,
because
so
I'm picking up really strong male energy by you. Go ahead, Nina.
There is somebody still hanging around then, isn't there?
Yes. There's a friend that I talk to every day. It's just a friend, and one that's away right now that's straightening himself a little bit out right now.
Okay, so, you know what's going to happen is that we're going to pick up on the energies of these two fellows. We're not going to pick up on new energy because they're still around. And that's what I'm picking up. I can see strongly two males, one's further back than the other one, one's fairly close. But, I'm not picking up anybody new because you still have these two hanging around. Lennis, how about you?
Same thing. That's why my beginning statement was a strong male energy.
Yeah.
As long as that energy is there, someone else can't come in until that energy is gone.
Okay. Can I give you the person's initials?
You can give us your first name.
It's E-R-G-I-N. It's one of the persons that's in the picture.
E-R-G-I-N, Urgin? Is that right?
Yes.
I'm getting a blank slate on him. Now I just got a headache. Whoa, hold on. I got a blank slate, but then I get this feeling like you don't need to be around him.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Around you.
That's what I'm thinking up to. As soon as you spelled his name and Lena said it, a wall came up, and it's a thick wall. And he's hiding something from you. I've got a headache like you wouldn't believe, just above my right eye, and it.
Yeah, me too. Shut up.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. My head hurt. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a no. No.
Yeah,
you
got to be careful around him. Be careful about what you say to him. He's not showing his true self. That, oh man, my head. Holy crap.
Oh my God.
Not good energy at all.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. It has to do with it, because I know he's with another woman right now. He's trying to break from.
Oh man. Stay out of that. You don't want to be involved in that. That's probably why the wall and why we're both having such strong headaches. And I mean, this one is bad. So yeah, please stay away from him.
Okay, he's just bad all around, or just for me?
I don't see any. I'm not picking up anything other than this really bad headache and it's the wall and stuff. And that's regarding you. I have no idea about anybody else.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. So it's bad energy towards me, correct?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay
Donna. Thank
right,
you for
thank
calling.
You so much.
Have a wonderful
okay.
week. Okay. Anne, did you want to ask another question? You're welcome to.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You had told me I might meet someone if I was going to move. You didn't say anything sooner, like a new friend or something? Male?
You want to know if we see a new friend coming your way?
Yeah, like, you know, potential male friend, yeah.
When you said, am I going to make a new friend, I saw about 6 people just running towards you. Now, I don't know what the heck that means, but that's what I saw.
Well, at least they weren't running away.
Lannis, can you interpret what I'm seeing? Like, holy crap, there was just 6 guys just running towards her.
Oh, my.
Hell, I'm trying to stand next to her. Oh, God.
I don't, people are just very friendly, you know, even workmen, you know.
But yeah, as far as friends, so you're going to have lots and lots and lots of friends. I don't think you have to worry about that. But I also saw one guy standing in the middle of them. Now, I don't know what that means. He's a very attractive man. Maybe that's your one and only. I don't know. But yeah, you won't have much problem attracting male friends, put it that way. As far as a forever male friend, put it out there what you want.
Okay.
And I'm sure one of that group will probably fit the bill. But put it out there. Write it down exactly what you want in a partner. And I'm sure out of all those male friends, Lennis, there could be one in that group for you too.
But you don't know what that means, the guy in the middle, right?
Well, I think the guy in the middle is probably going to be more than just a friend. So, yeah, woman, you don't have to worry about male friends.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, okay. Ann. Let us know. Keep in touch with me, Nina. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling back. Okay, you're listening to Sunday Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is 646-727-2914. Now, we do have lines open, and Miss Nina is here. Yay! So the chat room is open if you want to go
yes,
in there. If not, we don't get any calls. You know I do the Nina. You got 2 minutes. Oh, crap. Well, somebody just called.
Okay, just 1 second, Linus, before we continue
okay.
on. I just want to tell everybody that, yeah, you can tell by my voice, totally okay. I now have asthma now, so, yeah, I'm on inhaler. But we also sold our house, and we've already moved. Like, the house is done deal, and we've moved into our own rental. Like I said, we had 3 days without a furnace, and now the dishwasher's gone. So, hello, retrograde. Boy, do I love you.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God. What are y'all doing for heat? Jesus.
Oh, it's okay now. They put in a new furnace, so we've had a running furnace since when? Wednesday, Thursday? I can't remember. I think it was Wednesday that they finally put it in. But, yeah, it's nice and warm and toasty in here now. But, yeah, it was a little bit cool. But, you know, damn it, those ceramic heaters really do work well. We only had two of them, and it kept the house warm enough that we could live.
Oh, good, good. Okay. Oh, bless your heart. Bless your
All right,
heart.
There you go.
Yeah, Mercury retrograde is starting out to be a real blip.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. We've had some good news, some bad news, like the lawyers are still holding some of our money. And we don't know why, but anyways, that's another thing that's happened. So, yeah, hello. I love it. I'm embracing it. So, you know, it will all turn out right well.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to call you and tell you what happened to me. Okay. We got a call, 203.
That's
okay, what? Say it again, Nina.
That's Anne, isn't it?
I think. I don't know. I can't remember what her 3 digits were after the area code. Is this Anne again?
Oh, yeah. I'm just listening, Lena.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, no problem. Okay. No problem. Yeah.
So you get to listen to our two-minute warning then. You, ladies and gentlemen, you have 2 minutes before we are going to close the shop up. And you'll have to call us tomorrow because, yeah, there's no point in us wasting our time if you're not going to call in.
Yeah. That's true. Well, I tell you, and I gave them the, don't forget, folks, because we're going down. The new moon was on the 6th, which was Wednesday, and the full moon will be on March 20th, which is a Thursday. Now, the most important thing, and the worst thing is Mercury retrograde. It started on the 5th, on this past Tuesday, and it will go till the 28th of March, which will be on a Thursday.
And that's
yeah.
why.
Oh, I'm sorry. The full moon, the 20th, is on a Wednesday, but it's on a Thursday, the end of Mercury retrograde. And it's in the sign of Pisces. So, you know, Pisces is sensitive. What else can I say about Pisces? It's the fish going both directions, so there's your confusion.
Yeah.
Which way should
I
go?
With,
yeah.
Yeah. With retrograde.
Go ahead,
moon,
Nina.
With retrograde being the time of the new moon, it really caused a lot of heartaches, and people were just scattering. And yeah, it was really interesting to watch. I just sat back because I knew what was going to happen and let things happen. But, yeah, there was a lot of sensitivity, as you said, a lot of people close to tears and or crying. So, yeah, it was very interesting.
Yes. I don't really like. Oh, and go ahead.
But our two-minute warning is up, Lennis, so say what you got to say and let's get out of here.
Okay. Don't forget to go to the website and subscribe so you can get our monthly newsletter and any updates that will be going on. Also, don't forget to go to YouTube and see me as Saturday Night Psychic for monthly horoscopes. And also, I did a show last week about Mercury retrograde. This is the first one of the year and how this is affecting all 12 of the sun signs. So do watch that, Saturday Night Psychic. And other than that, me and Nina will be back tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Well, listening to Miss Nina's voice, I don't know. I hope that she'll be back tomorrow night with this, depending on how she feels. So
I'll be back because this is now being a thing that happens every day now. I lose my voice and it gets crazy on me. So it's just, it is what it is. There's not much I can do. So, yeah, you get to listen to this voice now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start the music. And Nina, since you just came in, I know your voice is leaving, but I want you to close us out.
All right, I will do that. Thank you, everyone, for calling in, online listening to us. And nobody was in the chat room today, so I can't thank you. But be in the chat room with me tomorrow. I can answer questions for you there as well. Thank you all for being so patient with me through all this trying times and for sending me your prayers. I have returned prayers multiple times to all of you. Love you all. And just remember, I am a Reiki master and I can send healing if you need it. All right. Good night, everyone. Good night, Lana.
Good night, Miss Nina. Thank you. Oh, and if no one's told you they love you today, me and Miss Nina do.
If this heart of mine is right, by the time it's